Let's move on with the business breakfast. People have differing views on the results of the US election, as they're entitled to do. It's been notable over the last 2 weeks that some of the most vociferously opposed people to Trump, the UK government, European politicians, for example, have been furiously backpedaling and toning down the anti-Trump rhetoric, knowing they're going to have to deal with the man in a couple of months' time. The economic research company EMEA has regular briefing sessions with its clients here in Dubai. Thought it would be a good idea to get Trevor McFarlane, the founder of EMEA, in the studio to find out what the local business community thinks. So, Trevor, very good morning to you.
Good morning, Malcolm. Great to be here.
What's your sense of the reaction from the local family businesses and Emirati business community to Donald Trump?
Well, I should stress this is multinational companies, family conglomerates, government-related entities. This is across the board. And we done a survey yesterday of our members, and the vast majority feel that it adds a huge amount of uncertainty to 2017. I think it's fair to say we've been given a lot of in-house briefings when our members have their visiting global board members come to town. Myself or one of my colleagues go in and give them an in-house briefing. And what we had been saying was 2017, already there was a lot of uncertainty, and now this was pre-Trump era. And now we're faced with a very difficult situation in terms of companies that have been doing their action plans for 2017 since the summer, since kind of, October, November. They're really in the thick of it now. And it becomes very, very difficult when you look at Trump's policies. Much of the policies on the campaign trail were, it's probably fair to say, incoherent and contradictory. But a couple of things that were... he genuinely seems to believe in, one being economic nationalism, protectionism. You don't need a great deal of quantitative insight to figure out, Malcolm, that for a multinational company or a family trading company, the success of these businesses in 2017 is based on the free flow of products and services over borders. If you have the scrapping of trade agreements, if you have increase in tariffs, increase in protectionism, this is not good for international business.
Well, one of our headlines this morning, Chairman of DMACC says Donald Trump's run to the White House has boosted sales of the Trump-branded golf developments here in Dubai. And I can imagine that, to kind of swallow something that's been thrown at you, some negatives over the last year about Donald Trump, might be very difficult for local groupings. Are you sensing a divergence of views in your meetings between local family companies, for instance, and local business groupings and the foreign business community?
No. I think it's very clear that most people are concerned about Donald Trump and his policies. Now, when you dig a little bit deeper into the issue, you see that for multinational companies, there's kind of an interesting look from global HQ, because with Trump's rhetoric, particularly around trade again, he's talking now, he will likely walk back these initiatives, but to be honest, it's, as I say, a lot of his talk is contradictory. But he did say on the campaign trail about slapping a 45% tariff on China. He did say about labelling China a currency manipulator, which is, broadly speaking, symbolic. But nevertheless, what you are going to see is this protectionist measures, which means for 2017, we can't rule out some kind of trade spat. China is 50% of the trade deficit for the US. It cannot be ruled out that there will be some kind of trade spat, potentially trade war, and therefore that could easily lead to a global recession if that were to take place.
Very quickly, Trevor, we've only got a minute left. What are they going to do in 2017? Hiring, firing, investing, contracting?
It depends on which market, but broadly speaking, when we look at MENA, you see that most of them are holding fire until they see what Trump's policies actually mean. For a lot of them, they had investments in the broader region in 2017 planned, and for political reasons, they'll sit back and wait and see what happens in these particular issues. Still, for the Gulf, we're looking at probably flat growth for next year, and we've assessed this over the last few years now. What you're clearly seeing is fewer companies growing at breakneck speed and more companies actually in decline. However, what I would stress on a closing point, Richard, is you have to remember, for our members, the CEOs of these big companies, they have enjoyed bumper profits over the last decade, and in many ways, if you're looking at growth between 0 and 5%, and they're looking at this as, they're quite down in the mouth about this, but you have to accept you've there is such a thing as a business cycle, and we've been spoiled in many ways. And growth between 0 and 5%, if we have to ride this out for the next year or so, is not the end of the world. This is a business reality.
Well, Trevor, thank you very much for coming into the studio this morning. Trevor McFarlane, founder of EMEA. Very interested to hear the feedback from your meetings, and we look forward to more of them in the future. Thank you.
Always great to be here. Thank you.